Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course, you are. Now, sport like life, it's all about looking forwards, moving on, taking on new challenges. But we believe every now and again, it's actually rather crucial to take a moment to reflect on success. So, joining us on the line, we're very lucky to have back to Verum Sports, Alex Varan, Project Officer for Hearts Sports Partnership, to reflect on the awesome Hearts Does the Daily Mile event, which happened across the county back on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. So, Alex, welcome to Verum Sports. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Perfect. Always appreciate your time. Great stuff. As I say, you know, it's all about moving forwards and these things, but I do believe it's important every now and again to take a breath and to, you know, take a reflection on what's been achieved. So to do just that, tell us exactly what was the Hearts Does the Daily Mile Challenge?
So my role as a project officer, one of the areas that I lead on is the Daily Mile, which is a national or global initiative to get primary school children more active. So instead of making sure that they kind of go out in their PE lessons, things like that, the Daily Mile is about giving them an extra 15-minute movement break during the day. So as well as PE and as well as break and lunch, it's about giving the teachers confidence to, you know, when the concentration might be dropping in the maths lesson, they'll open the door and they'll have that 15-minute movement break, fresh air, time with friends, get some energy out, and then they come back a bit more concentrated. So we have a really good established project in Hertfordshire. We're now at over 220 sign-ups for the Daily Mile. And we thought, like you said, it's really important to celebrate that. So it just happened that it was on Valentine's Day, but it was the last day before the half term, and we just organised a week-long campaign that finished on Valentine's Day with a mass county-wide event where we encouraged all primary schools, whether they were signed up to the Daily Mile or not, to just get involved and be part of something across the county. And it was brilliant. We had things throughout the week, which I'm sure we'll discuss in a minute, but yeah, it was mainly just about celebrating primary schools being active, coming together and all being part of something that they do already, but again, uniting to get as many Hertfordshire primary school children active as possible in a 3-hour slot. So, yeah, it was really good.
I tell you what, it does sound absolutely phenomenal. I also appreciate that it forms part of a national kind of venture. But that day, that kind of special one, the February the 14th one, you mentioned it was open to not just only the schools that had signed up, but 220 across the county, which is phenomenal. How many people were involved on February the 14th, you know, schools and also pupil engagement?
So we had over 60 schools sort of pledge interest beforehand. So that was just them sort of saying, you know, we're going to do it on this day and this is the number of children we have on roll. And obviously we were pretty conscious that it was February, that it might snow, but luckily the weather was brilliant, so it's great. And we think that we had over 12,000 young people active in that 3-hour window. So that's a phenomenal thing. We didn't have any targets, but we, you know, as the numbers were going up, I was thinking, oh, we could get 10,000. Oh, we could get a bit more. But we ended up with over 12,000. And yeah, we had schools who were signed up that already engaged, and we had lots of schools actually who, you know, the PE teacher wanted to trial it, maybe to get more support from senior leadership, or some teachers wanted to see whether it was viable in their school playground and stuff. So we had a lot of schools also kind of come out to say, we're not signed up, but can we do it? Because it's a great way for us to test whether it works at our school, whether the children like it. And I've actually had feedback from several of those who I'm now supporting to hopefully help roll it out when after Easter, when the weather's better. So that, again, they've had a go trialling it, and then from there, the sustainability will come. So it was really nice to sort of have that as well, because it weren't looking for, you know, it wasn't you're signed up, you can do it. It was for everyone, but to have those, you know, 4 or 5 schools to come back and then now work with them to support them has been a brilliant outcome.
Do you know what? I'm absolutely astonished by this, Alex. It isn't very often that I'm struggling or almost lost for words, but that figure of 12,000 is amazing. And I think, like you say, given the feedback, that is going to only ever grow. And it is so crucial to get active, even if it is a small scale. And who knows where it leads to, but just good for mind, body, soul, I would say. So great to hear that wonderful kind of acknowledgement of the feedback loop. I guess just tell me about the atmosphere and what you guys are hoping the next time that we look to roll this again.
Well, I mean, for the week we had we had things going on through the week, and it sort of linked in with, as I said, you know, mental health, well-being, things like that. And then on the Friday it was that kind of all coming together. So we hope that it kind of continues our engagement as a partnership with the schools, but also just to carry on promoting, you know, mental health, well-being, and the links to exercise. We had a lot of schools, as I said, trial it for the first time. Some of them aren't big schools, aren't known for their school sport and things like that. So actually for them, it was a way to introduce that kind of the physical activity element to their pupils. Had a couple of schools who invited parents along. So for them, their parental engagement rolling out to the wider school community. So we hope that, you know, it's had a really positive impact and it continues to engage with schools and, you know, watch this space, because it might happen next year. Who knows?
Absolutely. I tell you what, I think it's gathering a natural momentum. As well as just all the kind of fun and the positivity that's kind of engendered here, I know that there were an awful lot of sports ambassadors getting involved too. Can you tell us a little bit more about the role of Mr. 401 Marathon Man, Ben Smith, who played in the events and the events throughout the week?
Yeah, so Ben is a legend. He came to the Hertfordshire Sea Conference, the Primary Sea Conference in January, and sort of launched this for us. And he came and stayed in Hertfordshire for the week and visited various schools throughout the week. So on the Monday, we actually launched a campaign in Crabtree Juniors in Harpenden. And they also were involved because they were the 200th sign-up in December. So we sort of linked with them. We had some really good balloons and things like that. And Ben just came and for the week he told people his story, and he linked it to mental health and he linked it to his story of bullying in school and things like that, but also how running was his happy and how people can find their happy. It doesn't have to be physical activity, it doesn't have to be running, but it could be football or gymnastics or music or whatever. So it's sort of about people just finding what they want to do, and running was Ben's way out. And for him to share that story, I had so many teachers come up to me and go, I know he was here for the children, but he's really touched my heart with what he said, and he's inspired me to go to park run on Saturday and things like that. So throughout the week, you know, Ben shared his story with, I think we had about 13 schools that had a visit from Ben, and they were all different, but he all sort of, you know, engaged with the children and spoke with them. And, yeah, then he did a Daily Mile run with them as well at the end, which was really nice. And we've got lots of pupils active. I think the visit to Ben, we had over 3,000 children across the week being active, and their teachers joined in as well, which was really nice. Because we find that pupils who run with their teachers actually do share things more, because it's not, running isn't a face-to-face activity. So the teachers actually find out a bit more about their pupils, whether it be what they did at the weekend or how they're feeling, because they're not running face-to-face, it's at the side. There's no eye contact and things like that. So that's a really nice way for them to build trust and relationships. And that's what Ben was kind of talking about as well, that you find you're happy, it's what you want to do and how you go out and experience it and things like that. And then, yeah, on that Friday, Ben went to several schools. And then we also had... we were joined by 11 athlete mentors. So we had athletes from judo, Thai boxing, tennis, bobsleigh, visit schools, again, to share their stories about their sporting careers and how they started off in school and the inspiring PE teachers that they had. And then they also went out to do the Daily Mile with them. And it just showed the pupils that if we had, you know, former Olympians and world champions, but they were still happy to do the daily mile and how important it was to be active and lead a healthy and active lifestyle.
Do you know what? You're inspiring me, putting a massive smile on my face. And again, kind of really reflecting that important relationship between activity, mental well-being, and kind of that ability to share that possibly isn't always cultivated. Just super briefly going back to Ben, because again, I really think he is, you know, almost a true ambassador for all those key messages. Just again, in case people aren't aware of him, for Mr. 401, Marathon Man. I mean, it almost explains itself, but just tell us what he has done and what he has achieved. And I guess when he is running, he is happy. There can't be a happier man on the world than him after all those marathons that he's clocked up.
Yeah, so Ben is a lovely, lovely guy, and he is so inspirational. He ran 401 marathons in 401 days. Sounds quite crazy, but actually it is just a phenomenal story, and the way he tells it, and he talks to the children about the highs and the lows, because that's life and that's a true representation of what happens. And he actually did run the 401 marathons all across the country, and he did actually run through St Albans and Harpenden and Watford and other places in Hertfordshire. So he did actually come through, and this is a couple of years ago. So he sort of is just set himself a challenge, and he raised money for charity, for two anti-bullying charities. And that was his sort of thing. He just wanted to challenge himself and do this. He has actually got another challenge, which is, again, linking with his school work. His plans are to run he's going to run the USA. So he's going to do a marathon in every US state, round like an athletics track or a university. And if that isn't enough, he's then going to cycle in between, just to add to the, you know, endurance and craziness of it all. But I think it was planned for this summer. Unfortunately, it's not happening. Doesn't look like it's happening at the moment. So it might be on the cards that it's better off for next summer. But it's definitely all happening. Knowing Ben and spending the time with him that I've done recently, you know, he's really dedicated to it. And any challenge that he puts his mind to, he's got a good little support team, and he'll smash it. Anyone who fancies doing 401 marathons in 401 days, Ben is the guy to speak to on that.
Again, my mind is blown, but I'm just, I think, how awesome. And as you rightly say, no doubt when things are settled and the time is right, he will well step up to that particular challenge. But we don't all have to be doing these crazy marathons, is it? It's all about the little things. And that is what I think is the essence of the Daily Mile Challenge. I'm sure there are great pictures across social media. And I know always, as well as this wonderful event, the whole team there at Heart Sports Partnership do tremendous work within the communities here in and around Hertfordshire. Can you just tell us the best website, social media channels, where we can learn more about the wonderful work that you guys continue to do?
Yeah, so we try and be as proactive on Twitter as possible. So our Twitter handle or account is at SportInHeart. So SPORTINHERTS. And our website is www.sportinheart.org.uk. You can read about all the team of officers, the projects that we've got. You know, my work is on children and young people. I do women, focus on women and girls, so like This Girl Can. But we've also got officers on older adults, mental health, all sorts of things. So if there's anything that you want to find out in terms of sport or funding or anything like that, drop us an email. Go on our website, drop us an email, and I'm sure one of the team will be able to point you in the right direction.
Alex, again, I absolutely salute the work you do personally and the whole team there at the Heart Sports Partnership. Just again, in closing, if you could remind us of the website and the best social media channels to learn more about you guys, that would be phenomenal.
Yep, so the website is www.sportinheart.org.uk, and the Twitter is at sportinheart.
Perfect. Alex, I've really appreciated your time today. As I say, again, it is always about moving forward, taking on those new challenges. But I'm so glad we've had an opportunity to reflect on that wonderful event and the continued great work that you do. So thank you for joining us on Verum Sports, and I wish you all the continued success and happiness possible.
Thank you.